You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Being an entrepreneur now is quite different than being an entrepreneur then. Why do you think, I would say the more experienced people, to put it politely, aren't making that shift, right? Because the days of going to college, getting a degree, finding a job and working there for 30 years, those days are gone. There are thousands of ways to make money now, but I'm finding that there's still a gap in that awareness and a gap in the fact that there are different ways to make money now. How do you navigate that, right? Because I know even though you're in a different era, you're still dealing with some of that same mindset.
Yeah, I think I'm a millennial, so I feel like I grew up right there in that middle gap where it's like I'm still old school, but I'm a little hip with the technology, you know? But the reality of it is the old school aren't really... And my grandmother is a great example. My grandmother is also an entrepreneur. She's always owned a floor shop since before I was even born. She's a great example. She's not gonna fix anything that's not broken. So even though things have evolved and things have changed, how she markets her floor shop and how she makes her money as a florist still works for her. So she doesn't necessarily see a reason to change. And this is not to discredit anyone who's older. Our dreams for the younger generation is just a little bit more higher. We are looking for legitimate generational wealth. And we don't just want to start it and then die and let our kids have it. We want to experience it, live through it too. So back then, they like, I'm good with making my $250 a year. Over here, now we need a little bit more than $250 a year. We're like, okay, where's the half a mil? We're trying to get a little closer to seven figures. Like, and once we get to $1.2 million in our business, we're like, okay, if we can do that, we can do more. So I think, one, the goal of what we're trying to reach in the younger generation is a lot higher, if I would say, than what some of the older generation is trying to reach.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.